everyone, and welcome back to Meet the Kotatsu. So, I hope everyone's feeling well today. I have been under the weather slightly, so apologies up front if I sound a little stuffed up. For this episode, though, I wanted to talk about Hollow Council. Specifically, they did an interview with Crunchyroll, I think about a week, 2 weeks ago, give or take a couple of days. And then they listed out their top favorite 10 animes. I wanted to go down the list, talk about their animes, and see what their list really says about them. Because honestly, I feel like you can really understand a lot about someone by their top 10 favorite animes. I'm just going to go start. Because I took a quick glance at these lists, and there are some really standout lists. So first on this list is Mume. So her 10th place on the list is Neon Genesis Evangelion. That's pretty standard. Another one is Hunter x Hunter. Another pretty standard one as well. Then we have Steins Gate, Gurren Lagann. And then the one anime that stood out on her list to me was Boku Rano, which is a pretty dark anime. It's not a bad anime, but usually I don't see Boku Rano on a lot of people's top 10 lists, so that really stood out to me. Next we have Clannad After Story, then Soul Eater, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Eden of the East as her second favorite, which honestly, it's a really good anime, Eden of the East. I don't see a lot of people talk about Eden of the East. I think I might do a separate podcast altogether about Eden of the East, but that's very surprising to see on the list. And then we have Attack on Titan as well. My take on this list, though, is that it's a pretty safe list. This does feel like a 2000s list. So you can really judge, I think you can really tell someone's age by their top 10 anime list. It's a safe list. Nothing really stands out in terms of personality. The only one that really stood out to me was probably Boku Rano. In my opinion, I don't think she watches a lot of animes. This feels like the type of person that will watch the occasional, hey, do you have, can you recommend me an anime, or what's currently on right now? What's good right now? This is the vibe I'm getting off of this list. Nothing to stand out, but you know, I do like seeing Boku Rano and Eden of the East on this list. Very great. Next we have Fauna. Her number 10 is Odd Taxi. Fantastic pick for a great anime. It is a very recent anime as well, which is pretty surprising. Next is Hunter x Hunter. She also has Hunter x Hunter on her list. Then below it is Death Note, Neon Genesis Evangelion, Madoka Magica, Mob Psycho 100, very good anime as well. Made in Abyss, which is probably also a pretty standout anime, fantastic anime. Then we have Kamisama Kiss. This is one of the animes where I don't think I've actually seen this anime, but it does seem like a pretty safe pick to me as well. Then we have Maid-sama, which is a pretty, I remember watching this anime, but it's been such a long time since I've seen this anime. It's a pretty good anime, but it's pretty surprising seeing this on Fauna's second favorite anime. It's a weird pick. Then for her number one anime, which blew me away, which is like one of the most surprising number one pick for really anybody, is Future Diaries. I don't know who would pick Future Diaries as their favorite animes. I'm trying to keep my shit taste or my shit talk to a minimum here, but that says a lot about somebody when their favorite anime is Future Diaries. You know, like if you haven't seen Future Diaries, it's basically about a girl who is crazily obsessed over a boy, like to the point of like murdering other people. So I just thought, like, wow, Future Diaries, really? I just shook my head for a good like 10 seconds because that really does, like, I feel like even though it's a bad, like, not a bad, it's not a bad anime, this is, I like seeing this on the list. It's not something generic. It's different. It really tells, like I said, you can really tell a lot about a person from their top 10 favorite animes. And Future Diaries, whew, that is a pick. But overall, like, her, just what I'm getting overall from her list is that it's also a pretty safe list. This is also a 2000s list. A lot of old animes on there. I'm not counting Neon Genesis. Everyone likes Neon Genesis, but Death Note. And the thing about this list is that including Moonmaid's list as well, is that they are animes with dubs. So you could really like see, like, I could see them watching this in dub. I think Odd Taxi, I don't know if Odd, I think it does. I think Odd Taxi also had like a dual dub release with the English as well. Not 100% sure on that. But overall, pretty safe list. Fauna's list, I do enjoy with the Future Diaries as her favorite anime. Really stands out. Next, we have Bells. Oh, Bells. Number 10 on her list is Inuyasha. Which immediately screams at me. This is a like 1990s to 2006 list. Like, you could, like, if you have Inuyasha on your list, I could already infer this is going to be an old list. A lot of old animes. So next one on the list is Full Metal Alchemist, not Brotherhood. I wonder if you have to specify. I think you have to specify because who is it? I think Moomei had Full Metal Alchemist on her list, Brotherhood version. So I think you do have to specify which one it is. Bells, just like the original Full Alchemist, nothing wrong with it. Still good. Not as good as Brotherhood, but still good. Next is Orin High School Host Club. Like I said, it's a very old list. Like, you could definitely tell this is a very old list. Then we have Ponyo. God. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I just don't like Ponyo as a movie. Maybe the reason why I don't like Ponyo is just maybe during that time frame when I watched it, maybe I didn't like it as much. I definitely have to sit down and try to rewatch it again. But to me, I just thought Ponyo wasn't that good. Then she has Princess Mononoke, another Ghibli movie. Pretty standard pick. I wonder if she had they are animes. I wonder if, like, when they were doing the interview for Crunchyroll, I wonder if they had like to specify like only serial animes. Like, they are movies, so that's fine. It is still an anime. Next on that list is Nichijou. Good pick. I like Nichijou. Great comedy. You can really, if someone has Nichijou on their list, you can definitely tell that they enjoy their comedy. And the crazy thing about this is, like, right after Nichijou is Tanya the Evil, which is like the biggest contrast in terms of anime. Very weird. Very out there. And then after that is Kuroko's basketball. Pretty standard pick as well. Bansuke, pretty standard pick. Then she has Violet Evergarden for her second favorite anime. I like Violet Evergarden. I don't know if I would. Yes, Violet Evergarden is a very good anime. It's very beautiful. And like, I like it. It's a really great slice of life anime. But it's hard for me to see someone pick this as their second favorite anime. This one really does stand out to me by a little bit. And then her favorite anime is Seven Deadly Sins. That is a weird pick. Seven Deadly Sins. It's a pretty generic pick. Very standard, but it's out of all the big name animes, it's set like usually I would see like maybe a One Piece. I don't think One Piece is even on any of their lists, which is pretty surprising. But with Seven Deadly Sins, that's a really weird pick for a favorite anime. I don't hate it. It's all right. It's good. Overall list. Oh, like her overall list, though, it tells me like she started watching anime probably, you know, this is definitely a 90s to 2000s list. Stopped probably in the middle and then started picking back up roughly around 2008 to 2010. This is kind of what this list gives me. Like she did had like probably didn't really watch that much anime in high school, watched it a lot as a kid, and then got into VTubing, gotten big into anime, got a lot into Japanese culture, started rewatching it again. That's what this list tells me. Next we have Crony, which let's go down the list here. First we have Death Note. So already off the bat, definitely like 1990s, you know, 2006 list. Death Note, you can really tell because it was very popular back then. Next we have Devilman Crybaby, which is a, when did it come out? Like 2016? No, it came out in 2018. So a fairly recent anime as well. Then we have Ghost Stories, which is a very odd pick. Because if you have Ghost Stories on your list, I can understand why you have Ghost Stories on your list. Because you're not putting Ghost Stories on your list because it's a good anime. You put it on your list because it's a awfully great anime. It's so bad that it's good. This is definitely a pick of someone who watched this in dub. This is definitely a dub pick just because of how funny it is. And, you know, it really does stand out. Next is Shiawase Sono Okojo-san. I've never heard about this, and like I don't think I've ever watched this anime. So this is another standout pick to me. This is one of those picks where I'm like, I've never seen it, but I'm glad to see that it's there because it does really tell a lot about somebody when they pick animes that aren't widely known or widely watched. So great pick for that one. After that is Paranoia Agent. Again, this anime does show the age of this list. But Paranoia Agent as a favorite, like top 10 anime, this really stood out to me. Like out of all the animes we've went through so far, like even including Fauna's pick for Future Diaries as her favorite anime, Paranoia Agent being on a list anywhere, I would never expect to see Paranoia Agent close to a top 10 favorite anime list. This really stood out to me because Paranoia Agent is not a typical standard anime. It is a very weird anime. It's not really slice of life. It's like horror mystery type anime. It's very weird. It's very thematic and it's really out there. It's a weird pick, but I'm not against it. This is a pretty good pick. Honestly, it's I like seeing this on the list. Next, after that is we have Phantom Thief John. Never seen this anime as well. So this is also a weird pick on the list. It is also a very old anime. This looks like it came out in the 90s. And then I'm not sure when it got picked up in America. Crony did, surprise, surprise. She did admit that she was Canadian, but everyone kind of knew already. So this probably did get a re-release to America, probably with a dub cast, I'm guessing. But this is a very old anime, so of course, showing its age of the list, this is a very cultured list. This is definitely a very cultured list. Next after that is Daily Lives of High School Boys, which is a very interesting pick. Because usually I've seen Daily Lives of High School Boys on people's lists before. And the thing about this is I've seen an interchangeable amount between this anime and Nichijou. They're both very funny animes. But the thing about Daily, like, they do have stark contrasts between each other, between Nichijou and Daily Lives of High School Boys. Daily Lives of High School Boys is more realistic comedy, where you could actually see it happening in real life. It's the type of comedy where it's very relatable, where Nichijou is the type of comedy where they crank it up to 10, it really just flies off the handle. And I don't know. This is a great pick. I like this pick. It's a fantastic pick. Like, you can really tell a lot about someone if their favorite anime is either Daily Lives of High School Boys or Nichijou. So this is a weird pick, especially with Bales picking Nichijou and Crony picking Daily Lives of High School Boys. Very, very, very great pick. I like it. Next is we have Full Moon wo Sagashite. I don't think I've ever seen this anime. This is a very, maybe I've seen it before. This is a very odd pick. Of course, it shows its age as well. This came out in 2002. This is a 52 episode anime. Wow, I never expected this anime to be such a long one. It seems like a pretty standard, like, in terms of story progression, it looks like a pretty standard anime, but I've never seen it, so I don't want to go too deep into what it's about, but this is a great pick. I've never seen it before. But this being on Crony's second favorite anime, it's her third favorite, really tells a lot. That's a pretty good pick. Her second favorite anime is Madoka Magica. Pretty standard pick. I've seen Madoka Magica on a lot of people's favorite anime because it's the type of anime where you don't expect it to be the type of anime that you think it is. Very great pick. I like it. Her favorite anime is Gintama, though. That is a fantastic pick. This list is extremely cultured. This is a great list. Like, compared to Bales, Fauna, and Mume, which I consider their pick in anime to be pretty standard, pretty safe. You know, it's a type of list where it's like they feel like BuzzFeed picks almost. But Crony's pick is extremely cultured. This is really out of left field. Like, out of everyone, I thought, you know, like, I feel like maybe Bales would have, like, the more, like, crazy list, but Crony's anime list, like, this really does tell that she loves anime. She watches anime a lot. I like this list. Very fantastic list. Next we have Sana, and just doing a quick look at this list, it is honestly one of the best lists I've ever seen in terms of favorite anime. This is a non-standard list. This list is really out of nowhere. So her favorite anime, her top 10, first one is Kyosou Giga, which is a very, very weird pick. We saw this anime, we did a podcast about it, and this is a very, like, Kyosou Giga in terms of an anime, it's extremely hard to understand first, like, when I first start, like, when we first started watching it, it made no sense. Made no sense to me at all. It was really, it was flying off the walls. Made no sense to me. After, like, rewatching some of the episodes, it kind of made more sense. But this is a very weird pick for a top 10 favorite. Next is Katana ga Katari. Weird pick. Such a weird pick. This is, I think I've seen like two or three episodes of this anime. This is a very cultured pick for her ninth favorite anime. This is a very short anime too. It's only 12 episodes. Mostly they're 12-ish episodes. Some of them longer, you know, than others. But this is a very weird pick. I like it. I like it. Next is Daily Lives of High School Boys. Same as Crony. She likes the type of comedy that is more real life based. I like it. Fantastic. Next is Shou Genroku, Rokugo Shinju. Oh my God. What a great pick. Fantastic pick. Good. We did the podcast on this anime as well. Nothing but great reviews about this anime. Fantastic pick. After that is Demon Slayer. Which is really funny, I think, because out of like everything I've seen currently on our list, Demon Slayer is like the safest pick, but it's by far like not a bad pick. It's also a fantastic pick. After that is Great Pretender. Wow. This is, I'm not sure if I even watched this anime all the way through. I think I have, but it's been such a long time. This is a fairly recent anime too, so her pick actually ranges from very old animes to like very concurrent, you know, new animes. I wonder if this is her pick because it had like a lot of great just animation art. Like, I wonder if she picked this because it had really great art and a good story. That's very weird. Very good pick though. I like it. Next after that is The Eccentric Family. Never seen this anime before. Have no idea what it's about. This thing has two seasons as well. Surprising. Maybe I should watch it. I don't have a lot to comment about this, but this is the type of anime where you don't expect it to see on the list. It's a very old anime as well. It came out in 2013. So very stark contrast to current, like a lot, like some of these animes date back to like pre-2010. Some of them are as new as 2020. Very weird contrast to that. I like it. After that is Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel, which is the movie. I know there's a lot of Fate fans out there. I guess Sana is one of them because, you know, Fate is a very big community. Good to see on the list. After that, she has her second favorite anime is Marsh Comes in Like a Lion, which I have been, it's been sitting there on my like to watch list. I know it's a good anime. I just have to sit down. Like, I feel like it starts out very slow. I just have to sit down and actually watch it. I like seeing this on her pick. This is like probably a pick where it's like slice of life realism. Fantastic pick. This tells you a lot about someone when they pick March Comes in Like a Lion. Very fantastic pick. Her favorite anime though, Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. I think I've seen this anime. It's been such a long time. I don't even remember what it's about, but the art is so distinctive. I do remember seeing it. This anime is also somewhat pretty old. Came out in 2007. Man, do I even remember? Like, I know it got a lot of spinoffs as well. How many spinoffs does it get? Like maybe 3 or 4 spinoffs. It's pretty crazy. But her overall list though, wow, this out of everyone, I think Sana is the most cultured in terms of like anime. Like this list just gives all vibes. It's like, she watches a lot, and I mean a lot of animes. I really want to see just the original Hololive EN and their list, but I don't know why they only did the Holo Council's list for favorite anime, because I really do want to see the original Holo EN. I think maybe the reason why they did that is probably because, you know, I don't think, just going by like the basis, I don't think the original Holo EN members watch that much anime. Probably like not Callie. I can probably guess like off the top of my head what her top 10 favorite anime is, because it would probably be like a pretty generic, pretty safe list of like, hey, can you recommend me a good anime, that type of list. But seeing just Holo Council's list of favorite animes, really, there is a big stark contrast, because like with Sana's list, I definitely could tell like she, you know, just from watching her debut and hearing her talk about anime, I could have somewhat guessed like her list. Like I wouldn't have guessed the animes on the list, but I could have probably guessed like her list would have been really out there. And it is, it's something, you know, that is very distinctive to her. Like I don't think anyone would ever have the same list as Sana. Same thing with Crotty. Her list is pretty much out there, too. There are still a lot of safe picks on it, but her list is very unique to herself as well. But with Bells, Fauna, and Mumaze, their list is pretty safe. I can see some people having similar lists to these as their, you know, top 10 favorite. Bells is pretty distinctive. I'm not sure if anyone would have similar taste to hers. It's, you know, her list does stand out a bit. But still, overall, a lot of safe picks on hers. But I think the two most normal ones are probably Fauna and Mumaze. They're pretty standard. They probably don't watch a lot of anime. It's just probably just whatever, you know, seems good at the time. Like, I'm surprised there's no, like, My Hero Academia on this list or anything like that, which I would consider to be pretty normal at this point as being, like, a top pick for anime. But I like seeing this. This is really refreshing. I hope we get more of these. I would love to see more of these lists come out. But in terms of the podcast, that's pretty much all I really wanted to talk about. Like, there's a couple other things I wouldn't mind talking about, but I'll save that for a different podcast. But yeah, I would love to see more top 10 animes from the different, like, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, the different very, like, regional. Like, I would love to see an ID list of their favorite animes just to see how different it is, because usually for these lists, like the American list, like, people, you know, who live in countries where they speak English, they're mostly similar. But when you get to, like, different regional areas, this is where you start seeing, like, very huge deviations in terms of people's top 10 favorite animes. But I think that's pretty much it. If you enjoy this anime, I hope you enjoy, you know, not this anime, but I hope you enjoy this podcast. But besides it, that's going to be it for me, guys. So I'll catch you guys later. Bye.